I don't feel that I have to attend those meetings. They're not going to prove anything. They're not going to accomplish anything. It's not part of the court order. I just see no benefit in it.
Well, the receiver's office says that the five-year plan, it's in depth, it's pretty heady. They'd like to go over it with the city council. Do you feel there's a benefit in them going over this plan with you as they turn the keys back over to Central Falls?
I don't see the five-year plan working. I have a copy. They gave us a copy. I read the five-year plan. There are things that I've questioned on it that they won't give us an answer to. I don't see the numbers in the plan to recoup and pay what's been spent so far and what's going to continue to be spent on this plan. They say 3.8 so far. We think it's more than that. And they're estimating 9,000 a week. That's not built into the budget, into the plan. So I don't see where they're going to recoup this money from in 5 years to take care of this. There's the added cost that no one's mentioned. The people that have been laid off have been collecting for 2 years.
And would it help to sit down with the receiver and the receiver's office and have them explain that to you?
We've tried to deal with the receivers from day one. This is the fourth receiver. The first one worked with us. The last three haven't. I've been told point blank that if they want me to know anything, they'll tell me. They don't need my help. They don't want my help. This plan they put together, they didn't talk to any of the members of the council that I know of. We had no input whatsoever. Yet they want us to sign off on something that we don't agree with, that we didn't work on. It's their plan. The judge in bankruptcy court said the plan's going to be. If the judge tells you, the judge tells you, that's it. It doesn't matter what I want or what anybody else wants. The plan is the plan. The judge said that in bankruptcy court.
Well, they have the keys, so to speak, to City Hall. You want them back. Would it not move the process along, maybe get you some of what you want to sit down with them and go over this plan and talk to them about it?
I don't believe so. What I want is them to leave. I don't see them leaving. They've never given a date when they were going to leave. Anytime you ask them when they're going to leave, as a matter of fact, the Director of Revenue told me herself at a meeting we had that they're going to be here for the duration of this plan. That doesn't sound to me like anybody's leaving.
Are you concerned that not meeting, whether the receiver doesn't come to the city council meetings or you don't go to the meetings they're holding, are you concerned that by the two sides not talking, it's actually doing your worst fear, which is prolonging this receivership?
No, I don't think that has anything to do with the length of the receivership. As I said, the five-year plan is a five-year plan. The judge has implemented that. They can't change it. Nobody can change it. So that has nothing to do with the performance of the five-year plan. The meetings aren't going to change that. I've done budget. I've been on the council. This is my 10th year. I've done city budgets before. I know the procedure. I know what has to be done. And those meetings are not going to accomplish anything.
Well, then what is your hope for the future of Central Falls?
What it's been since the receivership started. We asked for some help. We didn't ask for people to come in and take over every single aspect of the city. There's no reason for the receiver to be writing ordinances. There's no reason for him to be going to zoning board meetings. There's no reason for them to be making decisions on code enforcement plans. They're here for the monetary problem the city has. The judge took care of that when the judge implemented the five-year plan. There's no reason for them to remain.
And are you a lifelong resident of Central Falls?
Born and raised.
What is your hope for your hometown and for your neighbors for Central Falls 5 years from now?
My hope is that what I think is going to happen doesn't happen. I think we're going to be much, much deeper in debt than people realize. I don't see, and the people that I've asked to look at the budget don't see the monetary recuperation. I don't see it built in to pay the bill at the end of this five-year term, and I'm afraid that at the end of this five-year term, we're going to get the line, gee, I'm sorry, we tried, but it didn't work. We're going to have to do this now. That's what I'm afraid of.
William Benson, Jr., President of the Central Falls City Council, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you.